Hello and welcome to Resource Report, where we share with you important information about local nonprofits and resource organizations that support the community we share, produced by Pathways to Agency. I am your host, Rainmaker. Today's interview is with Lucas Lovett, a veteran Army Ranger and student currently enrolled in the Changemaker Lab at the Evergreen State College, a program I was also in. We will hear all about his new nonprofit organization, Team Academy for Veterans. Here's Lucas. I am here with Lucas Lovett. And Lucas is operating now as a fully registered nonprofit organization, 501c3, Team Academy for Veterans. Hello, Lucas. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Man, I'm so excited to talk to you. I just can't even tell you. This is great. So tell me about how did you come up with this Team Academy for Veterans business?
Sure. So in my second year in the Changemaker Lab, I had started a security company. And I really thought that was my passion because it's stuff that I've been doing in the military for, I don't know, 5 years. But then I really started to feel the impacts of the transition process into civilian life again. And that really got me thinking about other veteran issues. And so I started digging, and through the research that I did, I found that the rate of suicide and homelessness among the veteran community was directly tied to the unsuccessful transitions of these service members. So that was really shocking to me, that, you know, the military as a whole has so many steps in order for you to actually get discharged. And the fact that these processes and programs they're really one size fits all, and there isn't much a personal aspect to it. That really got me thinking about the process that we learn and practice in the Changemaker Lab, and seeing how that process helped me grow and develop. I saw that this really is the future of not just veteran reintegration, but the future of education. So I got really excited about that.
That is exciting. Yeah, let's talk about that process in Changemaker Lab.
Right. The Changemaker Lab is so different from any other class that I've taken. It's really centered around personal mastery, systems and design thinking, and really diving into problems and finding the best way to solve these problems and coming up with really in-depth solutions to these problems in order to solve these issues for customers. And this is such a sustainable and an amazing business practice, not only because it's focused on the people over profits, but you really develop these problem-solving skills that nobody else has. So it really focuses on leadership and personal development and growth.
Yeah. And just to clarify, this is Changemaker Lab program at the Evergreen State College. I know that I can pronounce this word. It's actually based on the TD Malkatemia Teams Learning Academy program from Finland. And that's a Finnish word, TD Malkatemia. And that's the process that we've learned in Changemaker Lab. Yeah.
Right. And Team Academia is, it took Europe by storm, and the Changemaker Lab is the first of Team Academies in the United States. And I genuinely believe that this is going to spread like wildfire, just like it did in Europe.
Yeah. So let's to understand, I think to understand how you're operating Team Academy for Veterans, it would be helpful to hear what the actual process is that we learn in Changemaker Lab.
Right. So the very first thing that we have to do is we have to develop a personal vision. And why that's important is if you can't envision the perfect life that you want, how people describe you, what kind of person you are, what kind of house do you have, what material things do you have, being able to identify those things and seeing if you have the capability to have those things, but in different forms. That way it's a much easier way to attain these things that you want for yourself, which is amazing, but it also sets up an idea of the goal that you have for your life. This is where I want to be. And keeping that in your head and, you know, reevaluating this vision at least every quarter of the year, you'll be able to stay on track and keep that in your subconscious mind, which is an extremely powerful tool, which again, we learn in the Changemaker Lab, because your subconscious mind is going 24/7, 365. So if you have this vision in your head, you are much more likely to attain that vision, mainly because your subconscious mind is constantly looking for those key aspects, you know, in conversations that either you're having or that you can hear across a room. You know, your subconscious mind will pick up key words and, you know, specifically dealing with networking, you catching one of those words and seeing how that relates to your vision, you can go and talk to this person and you never know what kind of connection you can make from that.
For sure, for sure. And that is the particular aspect of the process that we follow in Changemaker Lab that you are utilizing for Team Academy for Veterans. There is, of course, like more to the process when you get into the research that one does to figure out problem solving as a business. But right now we're focusing on the aspect of the personal mastery. We can talk about the other process later.
Right. And that's exactly what I'll be starting with these veterans, is establishing a personal vision. Because it's really important, especially for service members coming out of the military, because you are issued this purpose when you get in. And, you know, if you were like me when you were a kid, you knew that you were going to be joining the military. For me specifically, I wanted to be an Army Ranger since I was 7. And I was able to achieve that goal less than a year after I graduated high school, which is amazing. I mean, that was my life goal.
Wow.
And, and so, you know, 5 years later, I end up getting medically discharged and I didn't know which way was up. So I didn't have a purpose. I didn't have a vision for my life moving forward. So really being able to develop that and figure out a way where I can retake control over my life and give myself new purpose and meaning. And that's the number one priority when you get out. You know, yes, jobs are important, but, you know, this notion that's pushed heavily that people will fight over to you, you know, to give you a job when you get out is just completely false today. I mean, I couldn't find a job when I got out, and I'd spent 5 years in a special operations unit.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there already exists a program that has been existing forever, I guess, for veterans that the Army, the government provides. And so that's a very different kind of system of process of veterans after they were discharged, reintegrating back into their life in society. So what do you know about that system exactly?
Right. So there are plenty of resources and courses and all these different things that you can do that the military and the government provides. The issue with those things are that they're not based off of that person and those people's individual needs. And that's what really stuck out to me about these programs that you know are mandatory in order for you to get out of the military. A lot of it is just check the box. Congratulations, here's your DD-214. Good luck. And there's no, you know, the follow on that they do is, you know, they'll give you a call and how are you doing? You know, and more times than not, you know, I mean, veterans are super hard headed. So they'll be, oh, I'm fine, you know, and that'll be the end of it. So, you know, sure, it's both sided, issues on both sides, but primarily, you know, having a one size fits all, check the box, you know, here's death by PowerPoint resources that nobody pays attention to because they're just ready to get out and be a free person again.
What is that death by PowerPoint? What are you talking about?
Sure. So, you know, there are these mandatory classes that you have to attend, and the majority of them are through PowerPoint and they're extremely dry. And you know, when I was going through it, I was looking around the class and maybe there was one person paying attention and everybody else was either literally arms on the desk and, you know, head down taking a nap, or they're just scrolling on their phone.
What was the content?
The content were, you know, it was a lot of, you know, benefits, like really important things that, that you really need more conversation on. But having this death by PowerPoint, these service members aren't retaining the information that they need. And, you know, they'll end up either forgetting or not even hearing these really important resources and benefits that the government does provide.
Oh, well, that's... That doesn't sound very efficient and supportive.
No, not really.
Okay. And so the Personal Mastery Program with Team Academy for Veterans, can you walk us through what that would look like specifically?
So an individual joining this team, what would be expected for them or what they can expect coming into this program is, again, starting with a personal vision and establishing that along with a learning compass is also extremely important. And so a learning compass also helps you set goals and keep those in the back of your head, you know, through your subconscious mind. And so, you know, it'll sound like, you know, where have I been, right? What experiences have you had and what skills have you developed that you've learned from? And then it would be, where am I now, right? So that obviously that would describe exactly where you are right now and what challenges you face currently in your life. And then it would be, where am I going? And so that would be, think of it kind of like 3 to 5 year goal plan. Where is it? Where do I want to be in 3 to 5 years? What do I need to learn? What skills do I need to develop? And following that is, how do I know when I get there? What does my life look like when I've achieved these goals? It'd be, how do I know when I, how do I get to where I want to go? Right. And so that would again be, talking about the skills and things that you need to learn and develop, in order to, sustain life, and not just sustain life, but really excel, and crush your goals. And then it would be, how do I know when I get there? And really what that looks like is a vision statement. I'm currently this, this is the community that I'm a part of. This is my life purpose.
And so it's you have a group of veterans coming together and you're guiding them through this process where each of them is supporting each other on figuring those things out, answering those questions, and then taking action steps to achieve those goals in support of one another. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yeah. And so, you know, once those two things are established, you'd share this within the team. That way everybody understands who you are, what goals you have in mind, what you want to learn, and the skills you want to develop. And this allows this team to support you. Everybody is supported by this team. Which is amazing. Again, building these team dynamics and understanding where this individual wants to go and helping them get there.
You are listening to Resource Report and my interview with Lucas Levitt of Team Academy for Veterans. We will hear more after a brief message.
By all means necessary, end veteran suicide. 22 Too Many is a nonprofit providing support, education, healing, shelter, and harm reduction to local veterans and their families. Washington's first all-volunteer veteran suicide prevention, PTSD, and medical cannabis awareness group are located at 322 4th Avenue East in Olympia. They're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, and they have an arts and crafts hour every Wednesday at 5 p.m. with a fellowship meeting every Sunday at 5 p.m. For more information, you can call 253-777-5857 or visit 22many-olympia.org. That's 253-777-5857 or on the web at 22many-olympia.org.
Welcome back to Resource Report. Now let's continue with Lucas Levitt and Team Academy for Veterans.
And so, you know, with this, you would end up doing something called a case clinic. And so the case clinic, it would essentially be what problem do you have currently right now, and where do you need help? And then, you know, that will get into, you know, clarifying questions to further understand the problem. And then there will be 2 minutes of silence. And the silence is really to establish coupling and presencing. And, you know, when you think about presencing, think about being on the same wavelength on the brain. I mean, literally, it's magical. It really is. And so how they really started to develop this theory of presencing is in Africa, they were trying to understand the communication between elephants. And what they had found is that the first sound that an elephant makes when coming up to another group of elephants is their name that they're known by. And what these researchers did is they recorded that first sound, and then they played it back to that elephant, and that elephant lit up. It was just so excited. And so, you know, it's really amazing what presencing does to the mind and coupling. And what I mean by, you know, presencing and being on the same wavelength, everybody is, you know, or one or two people are thinking the exact same thing.
We call that vibing over here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Vibing on the deepest level.
Nice.
And so, you know, from that, the case giver from this point is silent, right? They'll, after everybody shares what came up for them in the silence, you know, they have to listen with an open heart and open mind, and an open will. That way that they're able to really envision this issue, and also, you know, what does it look like for this individual when this problem is solved? And so when they share this, the case giver is really absorbing these images and these feelings and, you know, this feedback from the coaches. It really is eye-opening, because these people will see things in you that you will have no idea that you either are currently going through or what the future looks like for you, which is truly amazing. And then following that will be a dialogue where, again, the case giver will be silent after they give a reflection about what they heard came up during the silence. And the dialogue will be with the coaches. The coaches will dialogue with each other on essentially solving that problem. They all understand the problem to the deepest level that they can, and they dialogue not solutions, but ways forward. And through the ways forward comes the solution. And again, having this team support the individual in their case, it can be anything. It can be, I'm really struggling with understanding these benefits, or I'm really struggling in this aspect and I don't know where to go. And having this team be able to dialogue and couple and presence this problem really enables that individual to solve that problem that much faster.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. You keep using this word coupling.
Right. And so coupling is essentially, you know, the beginning stage of presence and getting on the same wavelength.
Connecting with something.
Connecting, exactly.
Okay. Like if you couple two cables or something.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now they're connected.
Got it. Okay. That's what size of a group are you talking about when you have a group?
The ideal size of a team is 8 to 12. Individuals. That way it's not too big to where everything takes forever to get through, but also it becomes a lot more personal with a smaller group like 8 to 12 individuals.
Where are you having these meetings?
Currently, right now I'm building a team. But I'll be holding these meetings twice weekly in the Changemaker Lab on Evergreen State College campus.
Okay. And you provide all those details for people when they connect with you.
Correct. Yeah.
You're not alone doing this. You have team members.
Right. I have team members. They're focused on other aspects of life of veterans. So Daniel Elliott is one of my team members, and he's really focused on physical fitness, mentorship, and intergenerational connection. And I mean, his vision is really beautiful, connecting these children who either don't have parents or they're missing a father or a mother, right? And, you know, being able to mentor them and give these children what he never had, which is truly beautiful. And, you know, how he would do this mentorship is these veterans would be mentoring and walking these youth through life, which is amazing. He also gets into the previous generation of veterans. And, you know, he sees that there is a disconnection with the elderly population. Especially if they're in a home, and you know, being able to connect them with the two younger generations or three younger generations is extremely important. It makes them feel valued, but they also have a wealth of knowledge and life experience to share with this younger cohort of individuals.
And that can give purpose.
Correct. Yeah, it can give purpose, which is amazing. Another team member, Sarah, she joined the military to get away from family life, and she's really focused on helping people get through their childhood trauma, because unprocessed childhood trauma, I mean, really impacts you in your adult life.
Totally.
And you see that everywhere, and you can almost identify it depending on the situation or the circumstances. Another team member of mine, Gary, he wants to help veterans eventually people altogether who suffer from PTSD, depression, anxiety through apiculture therapy. Working with bees, exactly. Mm. And, you know, he had found that did wonders for him specifically when he did equine therapy. And so that's the end goal for him is to not just do apiculture therapy, but equine therapy with horses, because horses are able to sense your emotions. And so you have to learn how to control your emotions and take care of this horse and establish a relationship with this horse. And it does wonders for really anybody.
Yeah. Horse therapy has been around for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
And another team member I have is Jason, who, you know, he sees these veterans on the street with, you know, service animals or these animals who are their only companion. And, you know, what the question that he had coming into this, because he's really passionate about his dog that he has, and he knows what this dog does for him. What he was really curious about is what happens to these animals when this homeless veteran is either incarcerated or goes into a hospital or, you know, God forbid, dies. And, you know, what he had found was they get put into a shelter. And what he had found is, you know, Washington under certain circumstances is a kill state, which is awful. But, you know, he saw that a lot of these veterans don't get their dog back, which is terrible because that's their only source of support and their only companion, which is genuinely tragic. And so he's trying to solve that issue himself.
Oh, that's good for him.
Right. And but that's what's beautiful about the Changemaker Lab and the Timi Academia process is that he was able to find this deep issue. And it's a really big problem for this community. So he was able to see this problem and actively find ways to solve it, which is huge. You know, problem solving, design, and systems thinking are paramount in order to solve these problems. Most of us have plans to open it up to not just veterans, which of course I do as well. I would love to bring this process to everybody. And like I said, I believe that this process is the future of education.
You're starting with veterans, but you really want to bring the Team Academy for Veterans personal mastery to really anybody that would benefit. And I have a particular demographic in mind. Have you considered working with formerly incarcerated individuals reintegrating into society?
Yeah, I actually have thought about that in depth, really. And again, I've researched them as well. And what's genuinely terrible is, you know, the issues transitioning and reintegrating back into society, you know, not just these former incarcerated individuals, but veterans, they share nearly identical issues. And so I know that, again, this process helps everybody that goes through it. And I know that it would greatly benefit the post-incarcerated population as well.
Yeah. Speaking to your talking about veterans as well as incarcerated individuals coming out of the military or prison and, you know, transitioning out of that headspace into now we're moving through this personal mastery process, deconditioning. Yeah, that's the deconditioning. And when we were also talking about the personal mastery, the Changemaker Lab process, presencing, vibing, all of that, it's a whole different way of communicating with each other. It's a whole different philosophy that we're following. And this is something that I noticed right away when I was looking for a course to enroll in and found Changemaker Lab, is that, well, first of all, I'm an unschooling mom, like, and the philosophies of that match up with the philosophies of conscious parenting, gentle parenting. And when I was looking at the Teams Learning Academy program at Evergreen, the philosophy is it's very much the same of following your own this is what I want to do. And that's like what we do with unschooling too, is letting you make your choice and we just guide you, right? And it's the same thing with conscious parenting. We're guiding, right, rather than being the authoritative parent. And it's the same thing with people are in school, like regular traditional schooling, and then you that is a certain system. And that system is very much similar to the military industrial complex. You have the educational industrial complex, and all the different kind of systems that we have in our infrastructure right now in society. So when you take your child out of public school, when you take the veteran out of the military, when you take the incarcerated individual out of prison system, which are all like very much a similar kind of system where there's an authority that's telling you this is what we're doing, you know, whether it's really fits with you or not, that's what we're doing. But in Teams Learning Academy, in Personal Mastery, Team Academy for Veterans, in homeschool, unschooling, gentle, conscious parenting, we're letting the individual, discover what they want to do. And we support them in that. And I see those similarities and I just see that. How does that vibe with you? How do you presence?
Yeah, well, I absolutely love that that correlation. And you know, when we're talking about, you know, these parenting styles,
this is the future that you're talking about.
Genuinely, yeah. I mean, our education system is completely broken. And you know, these teachers are underpaid, right? And so, you know, I mean, even these children today, they can't do grade level math or reading comprehension, you know, and that's like half the point of school is, you know, math, science, history, and reading comprehension and writing.
And yet, if you look at a 12-year-old unschooled child, this kid might be coding already and creating their own video games. This child might be, you know, doing all kinds of things that a high schooler might be doing in some cases, you know, knowing a lot about one thing and not very much about something their 12-year-old counterpart who's been in middle school would be doing. But it's all relative. You know what you need to know when you need to know it, why you need to know it.
Right. And, you know, what stuck out to me about what you just said, right, is you have this 12-year-old and this other 12-year-old. One 12-year-old is coding, doing what they love, and they're setting themselves up for great success in the future. Whereas this other 12-year-old, granted, it's not the fault of the parent or the 12-year-old, but they're in class learning, you know, math, science, history, sure, really important things, but they are really only focused on learning those things. And there's no emphasis on individuality or what you really want to do. Because in order for you to do what you want to do, you have to know it. And you also have to understand what skills you need to develop and what you need to learn in order to achieve this goal of whatever that might be. You know, you have these 12-year-olds who, you know, oh, I want to be a, you know, an astronaut or something like that, right? Everybody says that. And, you know, totally fine, you know, absolutely. But is that child going to be learning about astrophysics or astronomy? You know, are they going to take active steps to become an astronaut? Well, no, probably not, because they're in class learning math, science, history, which the education system isn't even doing that well. Obviously, you know, visions change all the time. What you want to do changes all the time. I mean, we're human. That's, we constantly develop and we grow, so long as we have that in mind. If we don't have the growth in mind, then we're just going to be stagnant and we're not going to do anything with our lives. Whereas, you know, if this other 12-year-old wanted to become an astronaut, them learning by doing and really, what do I need to learn? What skills do I need to develop in order to become an astronaut? Well, they're going to start learning and developing these skills in order to become an astronaut. Whether or not they become an astronaut is irrelevant. You know, whatever they choose to do next, they already know how to get to that point.
And that doesn't even speak to the difference in mental health, the aspect of that, where, you know, when you are in a classroom, in a prison, in the military, you are not really free to be yourself and do your thing. You know, you're facing judgment, you're facing, you know, stay in this box, you know. But when you come out and you're able to express yourself and step into authenticity, that really gives you a real sense of freedom. And not even a sense of freedom, that just gives you freedom, okay? Let's just say what it is. And then you are really able to live your life.
Right. I mean, today, you know, the last generation, right, millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, and so on, they're learning and they're being forced into a box. And again, there's no individuality. It's going back to my, you know, the military analogy, it's check the box. Congratulations, you learned this. Congratulations, you learned this. Congratulations, you learned this. Most of which you'll probably never use in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having that individuality, being able to be different and be okay with it is really, really important, because, you know, you're not going to be stuck in this desk job, you know, middle management, hating your life. You're going to be, you know, an entrepreneur. You're going to be, you know, I mean, a superstar, one form or another, because you think outside of the box, because you're not in the box. If you're not in the box, you can't think inside the box.
Definitely. Y'all are all still in class at Changemaker Lab at Evergreen. Yours, Team Academy for Veterans, is the only one so far that's a registered nonprofit, and you're active and ready to take people?
Not necessarily. I know that Daniel is already working with youth at the YMCA, and he's planning his own events. Like he's planning a 5K run event, you know, fundraising and stuff like that. And Gary, he's starting up his own Hives currently right now. And you know, as far as the rest of the class is concerned, there are multiple for-profit and nonprofit entities that have been established already.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You're running a fundraising event right now.
You can call it that. It's not really an event. I started a GoFundMe page to start, you know, fundraising while I'm looking for other fundraising opportunities. And I just started planning my own fundraising event. So, you know, I haven't established, you know, what direction I want to go with that fundraiser. But you know, in order for me to do the things that I want to do and the change that I want to make, I need donations and I need, yeah. And I know that this genuinely is the future. I really just want to take all the steps I possibly can while I have the time to do so in order to make that happen.
Have you already worked with a team of veterans?
I haven't worked with a team of veterans, but at the very beginning, when I was actively looking for veterans to help, I was really focused on homeless veterans. And the reason I chose the homeless population of veterans is mainly because if I can help them get their life back on track, establish purpose, and take control of their life, I could do that with anybody. And I had an opportunity to help one homeless veteran, which I was so, so happy that I was able to do so. And he was amazing. I went to a homeless shelter in Tacoma, and I was talking to the veterans there, and you know, veterans, again, very hard-headed people. So, you know, I got zero buy-in from like six or seven people, and then said, I'll talk to you. And from there, it was downhill. I mean, we hit the ground running, established vision, did his learning compass. I gave him books to read to help him practice his personal mastery. And I mean, within a month, he had a job. And so, you know, I was amazed at how quickly he was able to reestablish his life. And so, you know, I know that this process works, you know, not just for me, but it has worked already with a homeless veteran, which is amazing.
What does the Office of Veteran Affairs think of this plan?
Well, the VA is really tough to get a hold on, at least get buy-in from them, mainly because they have their own programs and their own resources for veterans to use. And you know, like veterans, the VA, very hard-headed. Same way with the transition assistance program in the Army. It's very difficult to get buy-in from them, and there's a ton of red tape to cut through. And, you know, in order for me to do this, I have to do this. And it is just such a headache.
But, so you're not even really going to be able to work with them and integrate this. This is something that you're just separate.
Yeah, separate right now. And I know that I'll be able to in the future once I become more established. And so, you know, with this first team of veterans, this first cohort, we're also going to be doing an academic study to prove that this method works. That will, of course, further the, not just the goals, but the reputation of the programs that I'm starting. And so I think once that study comes out, then I will have, you know, buy-in from other, you know, not just the VA or, the DOD, but I'm sure other government organizations as well.
So, that sounds like something that people can get involved in, is that academic study.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, not just veterans, but we're also, you know, looking for, you know, like a board, an advisory board. And I have a list of individuals who I'm actively inviting onto this board. And, you know, like I previously stated, I know that this is the future, and I know that I will have a lot of buy-in from a lot of influential people and have them on my advisory board.
So how can people get involved? What are the different ways?
Right. So they can go directly to my website, taveterans.org. And there's a contact us page. There's also a link to my GoFundMe. So if you're willing to donate, anything helps. And I would really appreciate it. They can also reach out to me directly through my email, lovett@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for, what are you looking for people like getting involved? Do you want volunteers? Do you want people who are veterans? What are you looking for?
So currently right now I'm really focused on building that team of veterans, whether they are currently transitioning, they're in their process of getting out of the military, they've just transitioned, or they've been a veteran who's unsatisfied with where their life is, or they're heavily impacted by the transition itself and what that does to your to you and your mind and the stresses involved. It is a very, very large change in any veteran's life. I mean, it is the biggest change you will probably ever go through in your life. Because, you know, the military, they brainwash you. And granted, I totally agree with the reasoning behind it. I mean, you need to be able to execute certain tasks in order for you to not just be successful, but in order for, you to be safe and for you to be able to protect yourself and your battle buddies. So, you know, I totally understand that aspect, but deconditioning your brain just doesn't happen within the transition process getting out. It's not touched on at all. So being able to decondition your mind and the way that you do things and get out of a military mindset and the way that you do things there is extremely important, because the military and civilian life are vastly different. And so, you know, losing that purpose, it really has a huge negative impact on most veterans.
You want to work with a lot of veterans that are homeless. There are other organizations around here that also work with especially the homeless veteran population. In fact, when I interviewed Maya with the Family Support Center, she was talking about how that's the largest homeless population group is the veterans in our area, at least. And they see a lot of that. Do you plan to work with other organizations that work with homeless populations?
Absolutely. I am actively looking for partnerships with other entities, whether it's a nonprofit, for-profit, or a government entity.
Does it cost anything to participate?
No, absolutely not. I would never charge for this service, at least directly to the veteran. So, you know, I'll primarily be leaning on donations or grants or state funding directly.
Right on. And do people connect with your other team members for their projects individually, or is that through you with Team Academy for Veterans?
Both, really. They can come to me and talk about, ask questions about, you know, other programs that my team members have started, or they can reach out to them individually.
Okay. Do you have any events coming up?
Well, I don't have any events coming up in the near future, but I was invited onto this podcast with Tony Rizak called the Basement Camp for Men podcast. And so we'll talk about my military career and Team Academy for Veterans really in depth, which I know is going to be amazing. And I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. You know, and of course, right now I'm doing my best to network as much as I possibly can. And I feel like, you know, your show and his show will be a big piece of that.
Definitely. Do you know when that show is going to air?
I don't know when it will air. But it is scheduled to be recorded at the end of the month.
Okay. And there'll be something posted about that on your website?
Definitely. Yeah, there will be something posted on the website about
awesome.
This. Exactly. And also, I'll plug this as well, you know, the airtime and whenever it airs.
Sure.
Another organization I want to plug is Your Family's Future in Florida. I know this is a local radio, but that organization, going back to the incarcerated population, they deal specifically with the incarcerated population. And what's funny is they didn't know about Team Academia or any of those methodologies that they really brought about in the education world, but they follow a very, very similar process to the process that I'm using now. And what's really amazing about them is their recidivism rate, the rate which individuals coming out of prison go back, is zero. They have not had a single person go back to prison.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like I said, they're a very, very similar process to mine. And so, I mean, that's just further proof that this process works.
There are different things that have this similar kind of process. Like we mentioned, the unschooling conscious parenting philosophies, things like that. It's all really comes down to respecting each other's autonomy and agency, and respecting each other's goals for their lives, and supporting one another in a positive direction, and being patient and learning emotional regulation. That's really all it really boils down to.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, to speak on that autonomy piece, you know, again, going back to inside, outside the box, you know, being an individual, a fully autonomous individual, making your own decisions based off of your own experience and, you know, learning and doing your own research and not just taking things as you're, you know, as they're told as truth, mm-hmm. you know, really develop yourself in that manner and become unstoppable. And it's really beautiful, the process that people go through when they practice these theories.
It's a very healing process.
Oh, very much so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the man I was 3 years ago to the man I am today are night and day, vastly different human beings. If we did a side by side, they're not even the same person. And that is, again, just because of this process. It has turned me into an unstoppable force, simultaneously an immovable object. And the power that I feel becoming a change maker and really trying to impact you know, my community and, you know, the communities around me, extremely important to me. And, you know, I genuinely believe that I'll be able to have that impact through this organization and whatever organizations that I'll be a part of in the future.
Definitely. And this process, I already had an idea for wanting to connect people to the information that they needed to move forward in their lives. This has been a goal of mine for a very, very, very long time. And it was moving through this process that I was able to fully take that in and take that on and accept that of myself. And the way that we go about like doing customer visits, checking in, assessments with the stakeholders in the community, the people that we would be benefiting. And that's part of the process that you went through to get to this place with Team Academy for Veterans. It's really just validated. It really validates, like, this is my idea. Let's go see in the community, is this going to work? And we go through this process of finding out what are the needs of the people and what is working, what is not working. And let's figure out how can we solve these problems. And it's amazing how many different outcomes for problem solving we can create just by using this process.
Right. And, you know, when you think about problem solving traditionally, I mean, most of those solutions are based off of assumptions. And, you know, with this process, going out and, you know, hosting these, you know, stakeholder interviews and these customer visits, it's extremely important because, you know, in order for you to effectively and efficiently solve that problem, you need to understand the problem at its root cause. And so being able to talk to the people actually impacted by these issues and also the people who are actively trying to solve these issues gives you the best understanding of the problem. Again, being able to solve that problem and really eliminate the problem altogether.
Right. And the difference in the way that we do this in using this process in ChangeMaker Lab and, like, I don't know, traditionally kind of run businesses, where they're still needing data, they're still having to do assessments, but they're going about it when you follow regular traditional business practices, you're obtaining data in a different kind of way from different kinds of sources, statistics data, and, you know, that's very impersonal. That's very impersonal. Not everybody fills out surveys. I'm not really a fan of filling out surveys myself. I would much rather talk to people and hear what people really have to say and get genuine information. And that's what we do here.
Right. Being able to listen with an open mind, an open heart, and an open will, you know, really brings that emotional intelligence piece and emotional listening. And again, being able to put yourself into that person's shoes, having that mental model, again, that perspective that they have is extremely important in order for you to actually solve that problem.
Totally. Do you have anything else that you would like to share?
I'm really, really passionate about this project. And I know many other veterans they see the exact same things that I do and they experience the exact same things that I do. So, you know, if you're a veteran who's, just transitioning now, has transitioned recently, or you've been out for a while, please, reach out through my website, get in contact with me and we can get started immediately.
Thank you so very much, Lucas, for joining me. It's been such a great time talking with you.
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and talk about my organization.
Awesome.
If you would like to reach out to Lucas, Sarah, Daniel, Gary, or Jason, or if you would like to get involved by donating, partnering, or joining Team Academy for Veterans, and seeing how far your personal vision can really take you, visit taveterans.org or shoot Lucas an email at lovett@gmail.com. That's it for today's resource report produced by Pathways to Agency. At Pathways to Agency, we are driven by the belief that everyone should have the tools and support to achieve their goals and thrive in their communities. Our mission is to bridge the gaps in understanding, accessibility, and trust by connecting individuals to resources and sharing information and processes that can lead to personal and community growth. Resource Report offers information about existing and emerging nonprofits and resource organizations. Find out more at pathwaystoagency.org. You can also find our shows archived indefinitely on rss.com/podcasts/resource-report.
Chaos Radio is not responsible or liable for any views or opinions expressed in the interviews conducted by Resource Report. Till next time, and thanks for listening.